The proposed budget President Bush sent to Congress would raise federal spending for education, and the president says the budget lives up to his promise of no child left behind. But behind is where rural communities fear they'll end up under the president's plan. The Bush administration wants to eliminate dozens of targeted programs that it says don't work, including some aimed at rural schools. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from a small town in Pennsylvania, population 245.
More than one-third of the nation's school-aged children get their education in rural areas or in small towns of less than 25,000 people. The challenges those school districts face are vastly different than those in the city or suburbs. Just getting to a rural school can be a struggle. Take, for instance, the road to the public school in Shanksville in southern Pennsylvania. At this time of year, mountainous snowdrifts reduce the road to a single lane until it reaches the gray brick schoolhouse, the only one around for 65 miles.
This is the elementary computer lab, and of course that side is the secondary lab.
Superintendent Gary Single looks proudly at the students doing homework on the lab's 50 computers. Single says the computers have helped expand the curriculum for the 488 students in the Shanksville Stony Creek district.
We had a course in German here from Utah. The guy used to call us every day from Utah and worked with us online here. We didn't have that capability before.
The school was able to buy the computers in part with $30,000 it received from a two-year-old initiative called Rural Education Achievement Program, or REAP. It's designed to help make sure rural schools get their share of federal grant dollars. Mary Kussler is with the American Association of School Administrators.
Traditionally, in those school districts, their school superintendent is also the principal or maybe a teacher, and in some cases drives the bus. So they don't have time to fill out competitive grant forms from the Department of Education, so they tend to get fewer federal education dollars.
Kussler says a rural superintendent is also often unaware that federal grants, such as REAP, are out there. But they may not exist for long. Bill Hansen, the Deputy Secretary of Education, says there's no evidence programs such as REAP really work.
This program, as well-intentioned as it is not pegged not to student achievement, and there's no tests, no evaluation, no proof that this delivery of these monies is going to help improve student achievement.
Hansen says under the Bush administration's proposal, special programs such as REAP will be shifted into other broad-based programs. Hansen says federal funding overall for education will increase $2.8 billion. The money will be allocated to states, and by law, they have to make sure rural schools aren't shortchanged, says Hansen.
You know, the rural education program, it's an important program, and if we were in a budget situation where we could do all things for all people, but when we're trying to spend more money, but we're trying to spend it more wisely and make sure it's targeted, and our evidence in the past has been that these type of approaches to spending do not yield the results we're looking for.
But Kussler, with the American Association of School Administrators, says the government is wrong to cut rural education programs to save a few dollars.
Because they are increasing funding in some of the other formula programs, they figure that states and therefore districts will get more money. But these formula programs are still population-based.
So small schools, like the one here in Shanksville, will lose critical funding if the new proposal goes through. Superintendent Single says that means he won't get another $30,000 for his students again.
A few dollars here makes a great deal of difference. $30,000 to a city or an urban school is pocket change. To us, that's major dollars here, and it affects all of our students.
Single says small communities like Shanksville don't have the political voice to oppose the changes proposed by the Bush administration. But since lawmakers draw much of their support from rural areas, small districts are hoping there's time to change the budget through Congress. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.